Venerable Angelino Bonetta was born on September the 18th, 1948, in Chigole, a town in northern Italy, located in the Diocese of Brescia. His parents, Francesco Bonetta and Giulia Scarlatti, managed to make ends meet, but there were no extras. As Angelino grew, he displayed an inner happiness combined with an intelligent mind. Angelino attended schools taught by the Canossian Sisters of Charity. They noticed his intense commitment to prayer and how devoted he was for such a young boy. As Angelino grew, his love for the Holy Eucharist and the Sacrament of Penance developed too. He became an altar boy and would serve Mass every Sunday. He also loved the nuns and would stay at school as long as he could to help them. The nuns, in turn, loved having Angelino around. His eyes displayed love and kindness, and it was enjoyable being in his company. As he grew, Angelino's athletic ability was recognized, particularly that he was a fast runner, and he began to excel at soccer. But at the same time, the youngster was developing a limp, and this limp only seemed to get worse over time. His mom and dad then admitted him to the hospital for testing. The initial diagnosis came back as osteomyelitis in his right leg. He was then admitted to the civil hospital in Brescia, where the diagnosis became more specific. The boy had osteosarcoma. Angelino's life began its medical journey. He was in and out of the hospital on 5 separate occasions for treatments. 2 years after he first began limping and feeling pain, he was wheeled into the operating room. That date was May the 2nd, 1961. He hadn't yet turned 13. That was the date his right leg was amputated. It was also the beginning of his painful post-operative period. During this time, the physical pains were combined with psychological pain. Angelino imagined he still had his leg and was feeling pain from something that was not there, while feeling physical pain from the amputation and the healing process. Yet, this young man of great faith never failed to lean on Jesus and Our Lady. He would pray,
"Lord, I have offered you everything for the poor sinners, but now help me not to deny you anything."
On the bedside table, there was a book about the story of the visionary children of Fatima, to whom Our Lady had invited to offer penance and prayers for the conversion of sinners and poor souls in purgatory. Angelino then saw how he could turn his sufferings into good for others. This is where he promised Our Lady to do just that, just like the shepherd children. After a long convulsions in the hospital, he returned home to find a party that had been arranged for him. Most of the guests were saddened to see Angelino missing his leg, but it was Angelino who cheered everyone up by yelling out,
"This is a party. Look on the positive side. Now I do not have to wash my foot and cut my toenails."
He quickly began to work at cheering up those around him, whether sick, injured, or not. He participated in the 1961 spiritual exercises for the Volunteer Center of Suffering. He became a friend of all and was a role model for the sick. He comforted patients, visited wards, and always urged those he saw to strengthen themselves with prayer. By 1962, though the cancer had spread and was in the lung, radiation was no longer effective. It was during this time when he met Monsignor Luigi Novarese, who was beatified in 2010, the founder of the Volunteer for Suffering Center in 1947. Angelino remained cheerful, and his acceptance of his illness inspired conversions. When a nun suggested that he should offer up his sufferings, he replied,
"I have already offered all to Jesus for the conversion of sinners. I am not afraid. Jesus always comes to help me."
To a woman who expressed sympathy on seeing him walking painfully on crutches, he said,
"But don't you know that at every step I could save a soul?"
Now, when the cancer metastasized, increasing his agony, he turned for comfort to the Virgin Mary and received the Eucharist daily. He held tight to a crucifix and other holy objects, including a relic of Saint Bernadette of Lourdes, to whom he had a strong devotion. He spent his nights praying the rosary for other patients who were sick in mind and body. On January the 27th, 1963, the parish priest heard Angelino's confession and brought him Viaticum, his last Holy Communion. The boy was anointed, and he continued praying with those around him. With his mother present at his bedside, caressing his cheeks, he told her,
"I have made a pact with the Madonna. When the hour arrives, she will come to take me. I've asked her to permit me to make my purgatory on this earth, not in the other world. When I die, I will immediately fly to heaven.
At 2 in the morning, he awoke and said to his mother,
Mom, here we are. Here is my hour.
At the moment of his death, in the early hours, he was holding his crucifix and a Saint Bernadette relic. With his head turned towards his statue of Mary, it was January the 28th, 1963. Now, Our Lady of Fatima told the three children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, to pray and offer sacrifices for sinners. Our Lady expressed with sadness that many souls are lost because not enough generous souls offer prayers and sacrifices for the salvation of poor sinners. Another name for sacrifice is that of accepting willingly some form of suffering. This message of Our Lady of Fatima can be applied to ourselves in our specific state of life and our own sufferings. When God, in His infinite wisdom, visits you with some form of suffering, it is of enormous importance to accept the suffering given from the loving and providential hands of God and offer it up. Remember, suffering can either make us better or bitter. Suffering can either save souls or be wasted. When we are suffering, let us strive to unite our suffering to the cross, to the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. May Venerable Angiolino Bonetta inspire us to see the value in our sufferings, with Mary our Mother holding us by the hand as we fix our eyes on Jesus. Venerable Angiolino Bonetta, pray for us.